Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance, and my first guest is the director of the Cecil County Public Library. I have Morgan Miller on the phone. Morgan, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Justin.
Hey, Morgan, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Great. Good to be here with you.
Good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Yes, we have been partners and members of the Elkton Alliance, probably predating my time in Cecil County, which is my entire life. But they have been outstanding partners to the library, particularly to our Business Information Center. We're going to talk a little bit about today. And so I just want to thank Jessica Price and for all the work she does on our behalf and the entire business community of Elkton.
So if a business is listening, you would recommend them, whether they're starting up or been in business for a while, to check out what the Elkton Chamber Alliance has to offer?
100%. They have transformed the downtown community in Elkton. They will put you in touch with all the partners and resources that you need, like your local library system. So absolutely, get in touch with them today.
Yeah, it's a nice way to network with people you might not normally meet with, for sure. And so if you do want more information, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page or website. If you click in there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And so for more information, they go directly to the website, cecilcountylibrary.org. Right, Morgan?
You got it.
And for those that might be new, might not have heard of the Cecil County Public Library, can you kind of explain where you guys are and what you offer, Morgan?
Absolutely. Our mission at the Cecil County Public Library is to champion reading, build knowledge, and inspire curiosity. And whether you are meeting us online in one of our buildings on the bookmobile or downloading one of our digital resources, we want you to experience all three of those things every time you interact with us. We have 7 branches in Maryland, or I'm sorry, in Cecil County. Throughout the county, there's a lot of water and major highway in Cecil County that breaks it up. So right now, almost all of our branches are offering contactless information services, pickup services, and we're looking forward to letting the public back in soon again to start using the computers and other services too.
Okay, so right now during COVID times, you guys are operating just online that way?
We were open for a couple of months before Christmas. We've kind of, you know, throughout this whole period, all of us, Justin, have taken 2 steps forward, you know, a couple steps back, and that's been our experience too. So right now we're offering contactless pickup, printing services, information services by email, by Zoom, access to hundreds of thousands of downloadable books. And if you don't have a library card, you can go right on our website, again, cecilcountylibrary.org, to get one. And we're working hard and looking for the public health data to support us reopening for our in-person services again soon.
Is it free to get that card?
Everything you do at the library is free. I used to joke and say only if you return your books late, but we don't even charge fines now. So everything is free.
And yes, you can sign up. You don't have to be a resident of Cecil County, or do you?
You have to be a resident of Maryland to get a library card. And you can use it. That's a great question, Justin. One of the wonderful things about Maryland, which other states in the U.S. refer to as library heaven, because we have such wonderful public library systems and collaboration, is that you can get a library card anywhere, at any county in Maryland, go use it for free anywhere. So if I wanted to go and use my library card at the beach in Ocean City at one of Worcester County branches, I could do that. I could go out to Allegheny and use it there. Even better, I could return books in Allegheny. They'd send them back to Cecil for free. So it's a wonderful, wonderful collaborative system across Maryland.
Okay.
All free.
So you just need that one card, whether for the Cecil County Public Library, you could go to Harford County. Harford County could go there, and it's all intertwined that way. So people can get
one
that
card to rule them all.
There you go. And they can get that card for free by, I guess the best way to get started is going to the website, cecilcountylibrary.org.
Yep, you'll see right on our main page how you can go ahead and get an online card. Certainly, of course, you can come to one of our pickup windows and get a card there, or when we are reopen again for in-person services, come on in. But right now, you can get one in just about 30 seconds online at cecilcountylibrary.org.
And people know when they go to rent, I don't know, a movie or a book or something from there, when they go to return it, you guys let it kind of sit and incubate, right, for a couple of days?
So
you guys have been careful that way?
It lives in quarantine for a few days. So yeah, we've really taken all the precautions, whether you're using our materials, you know, coming to our site to pick something up, or, you know, coming in the building. doing to make sure that the public and our staff are all safe throughout this period. We've worked so closely with all of our partners and our local health department director to do so. So yes, you can be guaranteed that the materials that you're going to be checking out of the library are safe.
And you guys are offering a type of like business information, right? For small businesses in the area, a type of business center?
Yes, Justin, I'm so glad you asked about our award-winning Business Information Center. A lot of Cecil Countyans are already familiar with it, but I really wanted to make sure that your listeners were aware of all the things that we could do to help them in launching or growing their business. Our business librarians, we have two of them. They work with entrepreneurs and existing small business owners, nonprofits, at every stage of their business, from launching to growing the business, to save you time and money and help you make the right decisions. Now, how do you take a business idea that's a dream and turn that into our business plan? That's where our business librarians really walk you through every step, connect you with other partners like the Elkton Alliance in order to get you off the ground and then give you support, whether it be for marketing, human resources, all that throughout. You know, knowledge is really power, and having that at your fingertips, the right kind of knowledge, as you're going to make some pretty hefty financial decisions and life decisions as you launch a business, can make the difference between success and failure. So we point our resources there. Throughout the pandemic, our business librarians have been working probably in overdrive. They offer Zoom appointments as well as email appointments and consultations with our clients. And you can go right on our website again, cecilcountylibrary.org, or just email bic@cecilcountylibrary.org and they will help you get started. They also offer free online courses through our website through a whole range of topics, everything from starting a business, cash flow management, social media marketing, expansion, leadership, and more. Again, all you need is that online card from our website to get in there. So if you just want to learn, or you're not ready to quite yet meet with a librarian or start that, you're in the research stage, there's so much you can do just on our website to start educating yourself as a potential business owner. They also maintain a Facebook group that's just for business owners in the community to share, to gain access to resources, and to network. And that's just at facebook.com/groups/Cecil Library Business.
So it's easy to find, and everything you mentioned about businesses and contact and the people that work there is all free, right?
All free, 100% confidential. And we also, I wanted to let you know and let your listeners know that we have an online program coming up on Thursday, January 21st at 6 p.m. It's with a local business and life coach, and it's called The Four Color Personalities, Effective Ways to Communicate More Successfully. And the participants who come to this program are going to leave with some really effective tools to establish win-win communications in both business and personal situations. We have a whole other slew of online business programs with local and regional industry experts that they'll be able to tap into and participate in. Again, all free. Just go to our website, cecilcountylibrary.org.
And that's not just the only event coming up. You have a bunch of other events as well that people can find out more information about, right?
We have things for all ages, for everyone from adults, children, teens, all kinds of things there on their website. And I just also wanted to remind your viewers who have been following our progress on building the new Northeast Branch Library, which is right centrally located right off of Route 40 in Cecil County. This is our newest facility. We haven't built a library in Cecil County in over a decade. So it's been really exciting to work with the community to do this. It's still on track to open in April. And for all of our business owners and the many people in the community who now work from home or work remotely, I want them to know we've built a business and entrepreneurial commons in there where you'll have co-working spaces, access to our business librarians and other consultants who can help you, a digital media lab, business technology like faxing, printers, scanners, all at your fingertips. Also the ability to teleconference right in the co-working rooms. And we've done this with the support of a lot of local partners, everyone from our Office of Economic Development in Cecil County to especially want to call out the Northeast Rotary, who has done some pretty tremendous fundraising for this. They're our lead sponsor for this center in the community. So I want to thank them and all the community members who've come together to create something really special to support the business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs in our community. So April 2021. Check back. We can't wait to welcome people into the new library at that time.
Something to look forward to. The Cecil County Public Library is expanding, so they can keep up to date, like I said, and you said, by going directly to the website, cecilcountylibrary.org. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So the director of the Cecil County Public Library, Morgan Miller, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
Justin, thank you. It has been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again. Have a great day, Morgan. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owner of Federal Direct Tax Service, Steve Ream, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my second guest is the owner of Federal Direct Tax Service. I have Steve Ream on the phone. Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Hey, Steve, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And about how long have you been with them, Steve?
This is actually my third year with them.
And so from what you've seen, would you recommend others to check out what the Elkton Chamber Alliance has to offer?
Oh, absolutely. They have a whole lot of advantages of being a member that will actually help the community and your business.
Especially if you're like starting out in business, right? Or even been in business for a while, it's a good way to network with people, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I would not go without being a member.
Especially during COVID times, you need all the help you can get. If you want more information about them, go directly to the website, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff, Steve. And so you're the owner of Federal Direct Tax Service. For those that might not have heard of that company, can you kind of explain what that is that you offer, Steve?
Well, we offer personal and small business tax returns. We do all their federal and all states. We also do notary service. And I just want to point out real quick, starting February 1st, for those that don't feel comfortable coming into our office, we will be starting remote tax returns.
And so you'll be able to do that via Zoom or something, Steve, so people can stay at home?
Yes, via through our website and through personal cameras and everything. Yes.
Great. So that's starting up on February because tax season's getting ready to kick off. And for 2021, the tax due date is still going to be April, right?
April 15th as of this point, yes.
So people need to get on that. So if people want to get started, what's the best way, first of all, to get started, Steve?
Well, the best way to get started is either give me a call or stop in our office located at 213 West Main Street here in Elkton. For those who know the area, we're directly across from American Hardware in the old Bargain Barn building.
And what was your number?
Number 667-215-0301.
You want to say that one more time?
It's 667-215-0301.
And when are you normally open for people to reach out to you, Steve?
We're going to start out Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., because of COVID, but if people do need later hours, they're more than happy to call and make an appointment for night times or Saturdays.
Okay, and then people can stop by if they do want to see you in person. And I know at your location where you work, you display all the certifications that you have, right?
Oh, absolutely. As I was going to mention that, you know, a lot of companies, they hire new people every year, and they're not up to date on new tax laws. They haven't gone through the continued education credits required every year. Just to mention, I am AFSP certified, which allows me to represent my clients that I do to the IRS all the way up to an audit. Most times that handles any problems you may have if you receive a letter from the federal or the state.
So other companies might not do that necessarily, Steve?
Well, that's correct. A lot of the tax preparers within the other companies, if they're not annual filing season program certified, they cannot, which then you have to rely on the burden of yourself to prove everything. Once I do your return, if there is a question, I can speak to the IRS on their behalf on how I derived everything for them.
Because that can get very confusing, of course, and very nerve-wracking also if you get a letter from the IRS saying to show that. So they know going through you that you'll be able to take care of that for sure.
That is correct, especially with a lot of the new IRS rules and regulations that have been put into effect for this upcoming tax season. A lot of people don't realize, but they're in for a rude awakening with some of these forms and everything.
With tax season coming up, you're hearing all these, you know, major companies that do taxes. And so what would make your company stand out from there, Steve?
Well, one of the things we want to do, because we want to give back due to COVID, you know, a lot of people have been affected by COVID as far as, you know, reduced hours at work, lost jobs, their income has just been reduced greatly, that we want to give back by offering all new clients a one price special of $199. Now, of course, there are restrictions that apply to that, and we just ask you to call or stop in, and we'll let you know exactly what they are. Most companies are charging 125% of their normal fees during the peak season, which runs through February. We're not. We're going to offer that $199 to everybody throughout the whole season with the restrictions.
That's for new clients only, Steve?
No, we're actually going to do it for existing clients, too. But the existing clients have to do me something, and that is bring me one new client with them.
Ah, so if they scratch your back, you'll scratch their back, essentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I feel, you know, giving back to the community to help them because they need every penny they can get right now. And that's my job, to get them that, whatever they are entitled to, and to know the laws to get it for them.
So if someone's listening and they just have a general question and not sure where to get started or maybe why they should go to you over somewhere else, can they just reach out for a free consultation, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Stop in or give me a call at 667-215-0301. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions they have.
And I know you're on, you know, you have a website and on social media. And so if you go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, like I said earlier, we're going to have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page or website. When they click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. And so as of now, the tax date is going to be April 15th and it's going to be here before you know it. So people can start making appointments for that now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we'll do it by appointment, by walk-in. And listen, we just so you know, our office has been totally cleaned and disinfectant. We offer hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, but we do ask that you wear a mask when you come in.
And where are you located again, Steve?
We are at 213 West Main Street here in Elkton, right across from American Hardware.
All right. So it's easy to find. And of course, they can also send you an email, right?
That is correct. And that email is sbfederal@yahoo.com.
All right. And they can find more information on your website. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And we'll have an easier way to get you to the proper places for more information. Well, Steve Ream, the owner of Federal Direct Tax Service, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you, too. And I wish you all well.
My pleasure. Thank you again. And take care, Steve.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Executive Director of the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Jessica Price is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my third guest is the Executive Director of that chamber. I have Jessica Price on the phone. Jessica, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Justin.
Hey, Jessica, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much. How are things going with the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Great, great. Busy. Beginning of the year, things kicking off new, so we got lots going on.
I was hearing a lot about the big cash for Christmas you guys were doing, and that went well, right?
Yes, yes. We had over 2,000 entries, so we did pretty well with that this year.
Wow. Very exciting. So it is a new year. So can people sign up now for the Elkton Chamber Alliance, even though the new year has started, or is it too late, Jessica?
Yes, yes. We follow the calendar year. So right now is the perfect time to join. We start our memberships off at $100. They range by employee. So it depends on the amount of employees your business has, as how much the dues are.
And people can just pay that and sign up directly on your website?
Yes, if you visit ElktonAlliance.org, right on the homepage, there's a Join Now feature that you can click on, and you can pay right through the website.
Great, and we have a direct link to get to your website on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. People can sign up now, and that's good for all year round. And do they need to be a resident of Cecil County to join the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
No, basically any business that does business with people in the town of Elkton can join the chamber, and we do have family memberships for people that, you know, just want to support our organization and the events and things that we do as well. So that is $25 for families, and then the business ones start at $100.
Okay. And so what do we have coming up for the new year? Anything in store, Jessica?
Yeah, right now we are partnering with Cecil County Tourism. They are doing a Winter Light Cecil Nights promotion right now that involves Chesapeake City, Elkton, Northeast, and Port Deposit. And it's just a way to like bundle up and brighten up the holidays so we can get more people to visit our towns. So with that promotion, we have a couple events that are going on. And the first one is on right now. It's called New Year, New You. Mm. We basically have a coupon sheet of various different local businesses that want to help people with their New Year's resolutions. So if you want to learn something new, you can go to Cecil College and try their lifelong learning. If you want to try new foods, we have the curry bowl. So we have things like that. You know, if you want to read more, pal the page. There's a little bit of everything. And that can be found right on our website at ElktonAlliance.org and also on our Facebook. But we do have the coupon sheets in all the businesses, so you can pick one up and see if there's something on there you want to try. And then they are listed online as well.
So people can go around town and try different stuff and basically get a discount, Jessica?
Yeah. Some of them are discounts. Some of them are just letting people know, you know, what's available. Mm. So like Kitty Academy right now has a discount that if you sign up, you don't have to pay the enrollment fee. And the Arts Council has a discount on some items and buy one, get one free memberships. We have our local accountants, Donald and Company. They're offering $50 discounts to new clients. We have Elkton Chiropractic. So if your resolution is to stop being in pain, you can schedule an appointment and start with fresh with that. We even have skincare with Cecil Dermatology and Dermatology Care. So there's a little bit of everything. You want to brighten your home, Brookbend has percentage off there. If you want to try, you know, a new hangout, we have Elk River. They're doing a discount on their winter warmers, their bourbon hot toddies. And then even our local design, Grunge Muffin Designs, they're doing $50 off a logo.
Wow. People could try food. They could try haircuts, makeovers. I mean, it sounds like the list is endless. And so...
Yeah.
It kicked off beginning of this year, and that goes till when? End of January?
Yeah, to the end of January, and that'll go on. And then we'll be starting a new promotion in February. Well, it actually begins in January. But we're doing a Stupid Cupid. So Cupid has left his arrows in different businesses in Elkton. You have to find them. And if you find five or more, you're entered in to win. We're going to be doing a romantic dinner for two.
And when they go into the local businesses, is it just like right there when they walk in?
No, they're going to have to look around a little bit for it.
Okay.
So we'll have like a passport that you'll pick up, and then you'll just have to visit at least five of the places, but we will have more than, you know, five to go through. But some places are easier for people to get to, so we want to just make it easier so that if you go to at least five, then you can enter to win.
And there'll be a list of what participating business on your website?
Yes, on our website, on our Facebook, we'll list all the different businesses, and you can just stop at any one of them, and once you find it, you'll get your passport stamped, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Because businesses are still going on in Elkton, you just need to wear your mask right now, correct?
Yes. All the businesses downtown are still open. Some have reduced hours, and some do have limits on people that can come in, but all of them are open. If you have any questions, you can just call the businesses, and they'll let you know whatever limitations they may or may not have.
So Stupid Cupid is getting ready to kick off here in a couple weeks at the end of January, and it will run through, I guess, till Valentine's Day?
Yes, it'll end on February 14th.
All right, so that's getting ready to kick off, too. Anything else after that right now?
We are in the works of planning another event in February, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. So as soon as we have more on that, we'll post that up on our websites as well. And then we're planning for events for the year in hopes that we'll be able to do more of our outdoor events that we haven't been able to do the past year.
So they can keep up to date with all the latest stuff directly on the website, ElktonAlliance.org. And that's where people do want to sign up and get all the benefits for joining up with you guys. They can sign up right now if they want, right? So, again, it's all on the website at ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their Facebook page and website. And when you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. So, Jessica Price, the Executive Director of the Elkton Chamber Alliance, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do it for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.